From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council has condemned North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch as a grave violation of previous council resolutions and threatened further significant measures. Ukraine's ambassador Volodymyr Yelchenko is this month's council president.
These launches are in grave violation of the DPRK's international obligations under the UN Security Council Resolution 1718, 1874, 2087, 2094, 2270 and 2321. The members of the Council deplore all the Democratic People's Republic of Korea ballistic missiles activities, including these launches, noting that such activities contribute to the DPRK's development of nuclear weapons delivery systems and increased tension.
At a White House news conference, President Donald Trump called the North's nuclear missile programs a big problem and vowed to deal with it strongly. Tufts University Korea analyst Sung-Yoon Lee says he doesn't believe the latest UN condemnation will affect the North's behavior.
It is not an enforceable measure. It is more a symbolic condemnation, which has no impact on North Korean behavior.
South Korea's Yonhap News Agency Tuesday said the missile was a new type with a range of more than 2,000 kilometers, and described it as an upgraded, extended version of a submarine-launched rocket. White House National Security Advisor retired General Michael Flynn has resigned over his contacts with Russian officials before President Trump took office. Flynn acknowledged providing incomplete information about those discussions with his Russian ambassador to the U.S. to Vice President Mike Pence. At issue was whether the matter of sanctions on Russia over its annexation of Crimea came up. Retired Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg takes over for now. This is VOA News. President Trump said the U.S. will likely only make minor changes to the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, in negotiations with Canada.
Our relationship with Canada is outstanding, and we're going to work together to make it even better. And as far as the southern border is concerned, we're going to get that worked out. We're going to make it fair, but we are going to make it so that everybody is happy.
Mr. Trump speaking alongside Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, making his first visit to Washington since Mr. Trump's inauguration. Three-quarters of Canadian exports go to its southern neighbor. Mr. Trudeau said Canada and the U.S. have a close relationship despite their differences.
The last thing Canadians expect is for me to come down and lecture another country on how they choose to govern themselves. My role and our responsibility is to continue to govern in such a way that reflects Canadians' approach and be a positive example in the world.
Trade ties were boosted when President Trump expedited approval of the Keystone XL pipeline from Canada to the U.S. Gulf Coast refineries. In Pakistan, an explosion near the Punjab Provincial Assembly building in Lahore killed at least 13 people Monday, including five policemen. Dozens were wounded. Authorities say the blast was caused by a suicide bomber. A breakaway faction of the Pakistani Taliban, Jamaat-ur-Ahrar, claimed responsibility. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, more than 100 people are said to have been killed as soldiers clashed with the Kamwina Ndapsu militia group, fighting from Thursday to Monday. The UN Human Rights Office in Geneva said it appears the soldiers opened fire indiscriminately after spotting the militia armed with machetes and spears. Three members of Cameroon's English-speaking opposition have pleaded not guilty to terrorism charges at a military court. They were arrested last month, charged with terrorism, secession, revolution, insurrection, and inciting civil war. Each charge is punishable by death. Since October, people in the country's two Western English-speaking regions have been protesting against what they say is marginalization by the French-speaking majority. Seven Hong Kong policemen found guilty of assaulting a pro-independence protester during protests in 2014. They face a maximum of 3 years in prison. They were not convicted of the more serious charge of grievous bodily harm with intent. Their attack was on Ken Sang, an activist, who met with reporters after the verdict.
I had already been assaulted and was later assaulted yet again in the police station.
Sang himself found guilty last year of assaulting officers and resisting arrest. The United States Monday blacklisted Venezuela's vice president, Tarek Al-Assami, for alleged drug trafficking. An associate and 13 companies were also sanctioned. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.